From the Heart, September 8. Timothy. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The Word of God was the rule which guided Timothy. His home instructors cooperated with God in educating this young man to bear the burdens that were to come upon him at an early age. Timothy was a mere youth when he was chosen by God as a teacher. But his principles had been so established by a correct education that he was fitted to be placed as a religious teacher in connection with Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles. And though young, he bore his great responsibilities with Christian meekness. He was faithful, steadfast, and true, and Paul made him his companion in labor and travel, that he might have the benefit of the apostles' experience in preaching the gospel and establishing churches. Paul loved Timothy because Timothy loved God. The great apostle often drew him out and questioned him in regard to scripture history. He taught him the necessity of shunning every evil way and told him that blessing would surely attend all who were faithful and true, giving them a noble manhood. The words of the apostle Paul just prior to his death were, "Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Paul could safely write this, for Timothy did not go forward in a self-sufficient spirit. He worked in connection with Paul, seeking his advice and instruction. He did not move from impulse. He exercised consideration and calm thought, inquiring at every step, "Is this the way of the Lord?" Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. The charge given to Timothy should be heeded in every household and become an educating power in every family and in every school.